A lot of teenagers want to make it big as artists, whether acting in movies, singing ballads on American Idol, or succeeding in the hip-hop world. That's what radio rookie Jimmy Musa dreams of, and he thinks he's found a way to get an edge over everyone else.
I'm about to record. So quiet on the set. Set, boom, stick up.
I'm always working on my music, 24/7.
See, I messed up because I don't know my words, right?
Even if I'm sick, I'd use that to my advantage just to sound different.
No one ever hears me mess up, so it's kind of crazy. All right, start over. Boom.
The way I see it, there's always going to be someone out there that wants success more than I do. But do they understand the work that comes with it? That's why I'm constantly grinding.
You cats is fragile, I'm agile, pass route.
I started rapping when I was 13. And back then, I used to mimic artists like 50 Cent with the best of them, cursing unnecessarily and talking about drugs, money, death, and sex. Then one day, my mother walked into my room and asked me what I was writing. I tried to brush off and kept saying nothing until she said, "Give me the book."
We discussed some of the lyrics, which is not part of your makeup.
I really wasn't trying to hear her until she bought me a new book to write in.
I know this is your passion, so I wanted you to know that I'm there for you.
I actually wrote a rap about that whole situation. It goes a little something like this. And that day moms gave me that little black book and told me to keep it positive. She might take a look, had me shook. I didn't want to disappoint her, so I kept it true and look how I turned up.
Hey, yo, what's up, hip-hop? Let's go.
And that's what eventually led me to my music family.
Hey, yo, what's up, hip-hop?
What's up, hip-hop?
That's my team right there. P-E-M-G. We were practicing. PEMG is a hip-hop group, but it's also a youth mentoring program for good kids. Kids in the middle like me. Not a scholar, but definitely not a troublemaker. I found PEMG through Desmond Isler. We used to rap together while waiting for the bus at the Staten Island Ferry.
I remember we used to rhyme, and they'd be like, "Oh, there go your bus. Nah, I'm gonna get the next one."
Yeah.
We used to do that all the time.
Yeah, we bonded because we both took pride in being our own person. Like me, I'm a mama's boy.
Ma.
Yeah,
I'm about to leave.
Okay.
And Dez, he's a church boy.
Right.
He made his own style by always wearing a shirt, a tie, and a blazer to school. It wasn't until we joined PEMG that we realized how potent being a good kid could be.
If y'all really understood how little it has to do with making music to me, y'all probably be pissed that I got y'all in here making music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's NY. NY Oil. He's all mental.
This dude over here got me G'd up like it's all about making music, and he's sitting up there on the low trying to teach me how to be a business person and trying to teach me how to be a self-starter or an entrepreneur or be a good man or a good woman, a good person.
Back in 92, NY was in a group called the UMCs. And he had a hit record out called Blue Cheese. Watch me grow on. I keep on growing till I start to sneeze. With sparks, allergies, and blue cheese. They made a lot of money, but NY says they never got any of it. So he always reminds us not to make the same mistakes he did. And that means understanding it's a business. Dez caught on quick.
So many like young rappers just think that they're going to write a rhyme, and then somebody's going to just magically hear it, and they're going to put millions of dollars into them, and they're going to be on 106 and Park within a week. Nah, you have to work for it.
Hold on, let me do a little commentary every year. Last summer, NY gave us a goal to go wherever and make $40 doing whatever we were able to do.
I'm about to just do this, I'm sure.
So we set up a little sign at Battery Park and just started clapping, singing, and rapping.
Y'all love this group, we're throwing though. We made it through the
song. We made 41. In 6 hours. When NY told us to get 1,000 YouTube views in a week for one of our music videos, we had no idea where to even start. But we all just got on our computers and started sharing the video on Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace until we did it. We always do it.
All day and night, I just click, click, click.
I'm tired.
Right now, you're probably thinking, all I do is music. Well, it's true. I was thinking about it over breakfast one morning. Why do I like hanging out with my team so much?
Because while we chilling, we grinding. We thinking of new ways to do this music. We advancing our technique. You know what I'm saying? Half the time when I'm chilling with friends, I'm just chilling. I'm not getting nothing done. And I feel like I'm not getting nothing done. So I don't enjoy myself.
This year, Dez and most of the kids I used to rap with after school graduated. That means no more rapping at the bus stop like they used to be. So I decided to just start my own bi-weekly cypher in the park by my school. About 15 MCs showed up to rap, and a couple other people just came to watch.
We back by popular demand. Staten Island got my mans in my hands.
Off the top, I gotta get this box. Smooth and great, taking charge.
One of my boys, Trey, yo, he straight freestyle.
Never giving up. Off the top, I gotta give it up. What?
I'm talking improvising the whole time. Yeah, he may rap better than I do, but I'm not worried about him or anyone else. Because no matter how good they are, they don't work as hard as I do. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Jimmy Musa.
Jimmy's piece was produced by Verilyn Williams and edited by Marianne McCune. The mix engineer was Paul Schneider. Tomorrow, the last in our rookie series, a story from Michael Jacobson, who has lived in 7 foster homes in just 4 years.